An overlooked computer glitch in Anchorage is being blamed for about $2 million worth of overtime paid in error to city employees. As APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports, the mistake remained undetected for a decade.
Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan is wrestling with a $25 million shortfall in the city's budget. Municipal officials are looking for ways to cut city spending, but for 10 years now, an error in a computer code may have cut a hole in the city's pocket. Last week, the payroll programming flaw was made public. It is estimated that the mistake cost the city about $2 million over the past decade. Nancy Usera, the Muni's employee relations director under the new Sullivan administration, says an audit found the flaw some time ago.
The error was pointed out in an audit as long ago as 2003. And I think that that audit was filed on a shelf and nothing was done about it. Now, whether that was a conscious decision or whether it was just an audit was done and nobody followed through on it, I can't speculate because it was way before my time.
Usera said she became aware of it in early August of this year. Efforts to fix the overtime snafu have included an evaluation of union collective bargaining agreements. Usera says the mistake was originally made when payroll software called PeopleSoft was installed about 10 years ago. There's been a lot of water under the bridge since then, and a quick shift in mayoral administrations since former Mayor Mark Begich left Anchorage to take a senator's job in Washington, D.C., has only compounded the problem. Sharon Weddleton was city finance director under interim mayor Matt Klayman. Weddleton says she learned about the error a couple of months before Klayman lost his bid for mayor to current Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan in July. Weddleton says she no longer works for the city and would not go on tape for this story, but she points out that there may have been a reason for the additional overtime in the first place, due to a collective bargaining agreement with city unions. Weddleton, too, brought the glitch to the attention of city officials as a way to save money, but the Klayman administration gave way to the Sullivan administration before any action could be taken. Weddleton says the PeopleSoft system the city uses has not been updated in years and would most likely be expensive to do so. But Usera says it's only a formula that needs changing.
I mean, we just have to go in and correct the programming and the formula. And it is being done, and it will be triggered on October 25th.
She says the amount of individual overtime pay was small, but spread over 10 years and thousands of employees.
Small amounts add up.
Estimates are that the overtime pay cost the city about $200,000 to $225,000 a year since the software was installed. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.